Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That you control. In the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
And it's Ian.
And if you, that number to call in if you want to call in and bring up your thoughts is 603-283-6160. Tonight we've been talking about everything from Delta 8 to gay rights.
All good topics.
All good topics. We've touched on the Palestine and Israel conflict. Well, I want to tell you about the Crypto Six. On March 16th, 2021, government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, and the homes of Aria DiMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. The Crypto Six were then arrested and taken into custody, and Ian Freeman and Nobody remain in custody.
Nope. That's old.
Oh, well, Nobody remains in custody, sorry. Ian is right here.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. What can you do to help? Check out thecrypto6.com. There are multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund because these charges aren't a joke. It's going to take a serious legal team and many experts to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case will likely set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. Help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by contributing to their legal defense fund at thecrypto6.com. Once more, thecrypto6.com.
Actually, I think one of the best ways people can help is getting the word out about this. It's great to have attorneys. We do have them at this point, but we don't have a whole lot of attention for this case. There's not a lot of news coverage going on. So, yeah, get the word out about the Crypto Six, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. So let's go straight into the calls. We have Dodger from Michigan calling, and he wants to talk about the masks. Dodger, are you there?
Hello. First off, Ian, you and I have spoken on the air several times, and it is very good to hear your voice
Thanks,
not coming from that phone. Yep. At either rate, I'm certainly in your corner, and I just kind of wanted to talk about the mask situation here in Michigan since they lifted restrictions.
Okay.
And it's just nice to see people's faces again. Now, first off, depending on the store, because they're here in Michigan, there were those hardcore stores. Actually, there still are those hardcore stores, even though they've lifted the restrictions that say, we don't care, you still have to wear a mask.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what percentage of the stores are still requiring masks in your experience?
Probably about 5.
Oh, okay, good. That's good.
Yeah. No, it's really nice to actually see people's faces again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, technically, you're supposed to be fully vaccinated, but there's no way to check it. Like, I checked up on it. A person cannot walk up to you and ask you to show that you've been vaccinated. It's legally, they cannot do that.
Yeah, I mean, as Bonnie points out, yet, they can't do that yet. I mean, we've certainly seen, like, in New York State where they've come out with a state passport of some sort. You have to get, like, an app on your phone, and it's run by some, you know, big tech giant or whatever. that they are requiring to get into certain sporting events or other businesses. So, I mean, I think it's good that we aren't seeing that right now, but maybe, you know, later this year, round three of COVID comes out and, you know, then all of a sudden things get worse.
Probably because of the vaccines, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I hope we don't see that happen. And I do know that there are some states that seem to be pushing against any sort of mandate like that. So maybe we'll get lucky and dodge that bullet. But what do you think?
Now, real quick, I just before Bonnie picked up and screened my call, I just took a pretty big bong hit. So and I wasn't expecting her to pick up so soon.
Oh,
but
that's what you said. Sorry, I had a frog in my throat.
Yes, exactly. That was the, I had a frog in my throat. At either rate, actually, the real reason that I wanted to call
LRN.FM.
Sorry.
Thanks so much. We'll let you get away with that one because it seemed like a legitimate accident. So go ahead. Please.
Oh yeah, it absolutely was. No, okay. I'm actually thrilled to have both of you on the phone. I actually forgot. So apparently that was
the bong ripped did its job.
So y'all have a wonderful
Thanks
night.
Thanks for the call, Dodger.
You have a wonderful night too. Thanks for the call. We have another call. We have Dave from Poughkeepsie calling in to talk about why he hates women.
Oh, this will be a fresh, original perspective. Go ahead, Dave.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Please don't say any curse words about women on the air, but go ahead.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Unfortunately, we can hear you.
I mean, it sounds kind of bad now that you say something.
Hey guys, but like I'm trying to find a car.
I don't know if we're
He's in a bad cell.
It does seem like you're in a bad cell.
Dave, are you on a cell phone right now? He's put him on hold. See if we can get him. Put him on hold. We'll see if we can get him back during, in the next few minutes. We'll see if we can bring Dave back. Because, you know, I think it'd be interesting to have an actual woman on the show when Dave is calling in to talk about why he hates women. Have you
done it before?
This is a perspective that Dave has taken in recent years, like over the last few years, because he used to call in about how he was trying to get a date, and I don't think he's had a girlfriend in like the last decade, basically, since he's been calling Free Talk Live, always angry, always upset about something. And so now he sounds like he's turned into a misogynist. He's, taking it out on the female species. And it'll be interesting. I think it'll be interesting to hear, you know, what how he came to this particular conclusion, why all women are worthy of his hatred. So I'm looking forward to hearing his explanation. Now, Bonnie, have you ever spoken with this character before?
Yeah, I've talked to him. Remember, he was having issues because
he always is having issues.
He took a picture of his driver's license.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Oh, no. He took a picture of his driver's license picture when it wasn't Uber Eats like I used to do. It was another one like
that. He was doing Instacart.
Oh, yeah. Instacart asked him to take a picture of himself in real time to verify his identity. He took a picture of his driver's license.
And they failed him for it. That's right.
They locked him out of his account. And I tried to explain to him, you have to take a picture of your actual face.
Right.
Because it's trying to show that it's really you using your account. They don't want a picture of your driver's license because that
could be
anybody taking a picture of your driver's license.
Right.
He did the exact wrong thing. And he was really mad that Instacart fired him for that.
Yeah.
But not mad enough to go get another job.
Dave has had a long history of not having jobs and losing those jobs, so we will find out what his latest anger-inducing episode has been. In the meantime, you're welcome to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. And coming up, Bonnie, you wanted to tell us about a UFO reveal, or at least some sort of statement by the federal government?
Yeah, apparently a task force. It says a task force will share data it collected on unusual flight phenomena with Congress. UFO enthusiasts rejoice, but a German expert with decades of research under his belt doesn't believe aliens have ever been to Earth.
Hmm.
This is from Oh, I don't even know what this website
is. There's a bunch of articles about this right now.
Yeah, there was an article. There was, like, lots of articles about it, but the one I clicked on is from Made for Minds. So
we can talk more about it. All right.
Yep. So the number is going to be 603-283-6160 if you want to call in with your thoughts and if you want to maybe weigh in about this alien situation. Bunny and Ian here, Free Talk Live.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
control. You can call in to be on the air with us and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
And it's me, Ian.
And we already have a caller on the line. We tried to get on the air with us last time.
So we're training Bonnie here doing first chair. She's doing an awesome job, by the way. So congratulations and thank you, Bonnie. But one technical thing I haven't told you about off the air, I should tell you about now because of who this next caller is. So the dump machine takes like a minute to build up, and it's almost there. And now it's just about ready. So once it finally says the dump button, like highlights there, it says it's ready. Now we're safe to take this next call, because sometimes this next caller gets a little excited. Sometimes he says things on the radio he's not supposed to say. In fact, the last time he said the C word, and we had to use the dump machine on him. So I'm hoping we won't have to do that this time, but we always want to make sure we're safe about that. So.
Okay, so Dave, please don't say any cuss words, because I'll just drop you and you won't get on the air, but... You wanted to plug your website, right? And I looked it up, and it definitely looks like it's your website.
Hello?
Hi, Dave. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, you can hear me, right?
We hear you. What were you calling about tonight, Dave?
Yeah, the site is called soundgasm.net/you/audio-worth-saving. That's where I put all my podcasts and swear words, and you just look it up.
Now, are you no longer... we're on the website right now. Are you no longer on YouTube? Are you no longer posting there?
No, because first you get a warning, and then you get a first strike, and then and then you get a second strike. I got a second strike. I don't use Hudson Valley Guy and the number one anymore. I'm known as The Rebellious Dave.
So wait, you've got a new YouTube channel called The Rebellious Dave?
The Rebellious Dave.
All right. So what were you calling about tonight?
I hate women.
Oh, no. Why? What happened?
Well, if you go into my podcast, you'll know why.
No, no, we wanted you to tell us why right now, because our listeners aren't going to go to your podcast necessarily. Some of them might, but probably the supermajority of them won't. But a lot of people have been listening to you for a long time, call this radio show. And, you know, I don't think you always hated women, Dave, did you?
Well, it started with Melissa Roberts, Kim in Boston, this woman back in 2013, this girl, her name's Katie Sarvis or something, right? She hit me
allegedly.
When I was still living over at the BWS, right? The BWS Battle Women's Shelter back in 2013 or whatever.
Isn't that where you were living?
That's where I was living back in 2013.
How is it that a man gets to live at the battered women's shelter? This is something I've always wanted to know about you, Dave.
This person does not seem like he should be allowed there.
Are you going to tell the truth and explain why you were living at the battered women's shelter?
No. Anyway, but she hit me up on Facebook, invited me over, right? And then, you know, we went and did it. You know, it had SEX, right? And we went and did it. And then I asked if I could spend the night. And she's like, no, you got to go now. And I'm like, why? Oh, my boyfriend might be home soon.
Thanks for self-censoring there, Dave. I do appreciate that. So, did you hate women back in 2013?
Not really, but like, you know, these SLs and you know, these words I really can't say.
You can say slut. We'll give you permission to say that on the air. You can say that, okay?
What about the B word?
It's not a very nice thing to say. I mean, you can, but I prefer you if you didn't. So I mean, Bonnie, you're listening to this for the first time. Dave, I mean, you've spoken with him briefly in the past, but, I mean, why do you hate all women, Dave?
I can name names. Do you want me to name names?
No, that's not helpful, because those are just allegations. It's not fair. The people you're naming aren't here to defend themselves. So why did you go from being interested in women to hating them? And are you now interested in men?
No, I don't like men, because these women, they'd rather be with somebody else rather than being with me. They'd rather be with somebody else rather than being with me, right?
I would rather be with Ian than you, so do you hate me for that?
Melissa Roberts, Kim in Boston, Claire Adrian, the catfish. I have a whole bunch of names I can hear, and they're all in my podcast.
I know, I see all those names here.
So are these all women who have rejected you at some level or shown you some interest initially and then rejected you? Is that what happened?
Marissa Roberts, she used to live up in New York, or somewhere up in the upstate New York. Right? We were friends for a while, and then she moved down to Florida, right? She became this... right? And then right, she goes, you have no life, you have no money, no future, no friends, et cetera, right? And then
I mean, was she
goes,
wrong?
And then she goes, oh, I'll call you when hell freezes over, right? And then the third email, she goes, do you want to be arrested again? Leave me alone. Don't email me.
Okay, but was she wrong?
What do you mean, was she wrong? Me and her used to be friends.
Okay, but wait. You said she said that you have no life, you have no friends, you have no future.
You have no money.
You have no money. I mean, what was she wrong about?
Well, she was his only friend.
I have some friends. Yeah. I have some friends.
Okay.
The future, I don't know. But, like, you know, she really pissed me off, right? And she goes, oh, and all I wanted her to do was to get Snapchat and Bitmoji because I like voice chatting with people. I don't want to see any of these prostitutes on Snapchat. I'm sick.
When's the last time you went out with a girl? When's the last time you went on a date?
Many years ago. But the last time I got laid was back in 2013. It was with Katie Sarvis. She was a fat whale, and I went and did her. And then she kicked me out because, oh, my boyfriend might be home soon.
Why do you think that she was interested in you even though she had a boyfriend?
We were friends. Like, I used to be friends with her brother a long time ago, back in the 90s or whatever, when I was back in high school. And, like, her brother died or of drugs or something, whatever. But, like, you know, I was friends with her sister. And then she hit me up on Facebook, invited me over. We went and did it, right?
Well, any girl, to answer the question, Bonnie, for Dave, any girl that would be interested in Dave to have him come over and have sex with her obviously has issues.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
and then Gloria Rayevsky, right? Check this out. Gloria Rayevsky from the BWS, right? She used me for rides. Bring me here. Bring me there. Do this for me. Do that for me, right? I even had to do her grocery shopping, blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that, right?
Was this an Instacart customer?
What?
No.
Was this an Instacart and Uber customer?
No. Gloria Rayevsky, she also
it
lives.
It sounds like
at the
you made
BWS.
His rounds through the battered women's shelter.
No. When I worked for Instacart, this was back, let's see, in 2017, 2018.
All right. So, but Dave, it sounds to me like I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that your overall negativity, generally, because you've been a real negative guy ever since the first time you called this show, that your overall negativity and just being in your demeanor has manifested in some really bad experiences with women because you yourself don't know how to interact with other human beings on a humane basis.
I just hate women because they want to be with somebody rather than being with...
Okay. Because you've had a real bad time with women because of you, Dave. It's because of the choices that you make, the opinions that you hold, and the way you treat other people, whether they be male or female. You cannot get along with people. And so, really, the hatred, I think, is probably of yourself, and that's just manifesting outwards. More Free Talk Live coming up. Thanks for the call, Dave.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An appeals court has denied a request by a group of landlords to resume evictions that have been on hold for more than a year. In December, the CDC's eviction moratorium was struck down by a U.S. district judge, who then immediately put a hold on the ruling to allow the Biden administration time to appeal. The three-judge panel from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals denied the landlord's appeal on Wednesday to lift the order on the previous ruling, saying in their decision that an appeal from the Department of Health and Human Services is likely to succeed. and a report shows that police had a tip about the man who detonated a bomb in downtown Nashville on Christmas Day and could have done a better job of following up on that tip. The report, commissioned by Nashville Police Chief John Drake, said that officers received a tip in 2019 about Anthony Quinn Warner making a bomb in an RV in his yard from a friend. The report notes that officers followed protocols in place at the time and says there's no way to know if they could have prevented the bombing. The report does make several recommendations for improving those protocols. This is USA Radio News. President Biden will meet with Republican West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Caputo to continue negotiations over his infrastructure proposal. But the administration has recently indicated that time for a deal is running out. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says there's optimism on both sides that a deal can get done. She tells CNBC that many of the aspects of the bill are things that both parties can support.
I think because some of this is just not controversial, everybody agrees we've got to have roads and bridges and basic infrastructure, and including electricity that comes into your home. Everybody agrees that you don't want to turn on the tap water in your home and be poisoned by lead. So the bottom line is there is the shape of a bipartisan deal, and that is by far the president's preference. You know, it's not going to drag out beyond this summer, so we need to make sure that it happens quickly. But I think that, you know, there is a sense of optimism, I'll say that.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Radio that you control. To get on the show tonight and talk about whatever you like, you can call 603-283-6160.
We've got a lot of callers tonight.
Yeah, we have. For Wednesday, too.
Thanks for everybody participating.
Yes, it's been fun. Tonight we're going to talk about the UFOs we brought up earlier.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
A task force is going to be shared with Congress. But a German researcher who knows a lot about UFOs says that he doesn't believe that aliens have ever been to Earth.
Well, now, of course, UFOs are different than aliens. It's important to point that out. A UFO is an unidentified flying object, which could just simply be a weather balloon or, you know, a drone or something else that somebody has put up into the sky that they're in control of. Or maybe it could be an alien. We don't know.
This says, if you have an interest in UFOs, unidentified flying objects for the uninitiated, and have always wondered what exactly the U.S. government and intelligence services know about them, June may be a big month for you. The Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force, a group within the U.S. Department of Defense, is set to present an unclassified report to Congress this month about what knowledge Pentagon officials have gathered on UAPs and how they are dealing with the data they have managed to collect. UAPs is the term military officials and researchers who don't want to be associated with the expression UFO use when talking about objects in the sky that fly without any visible form of propulsion in patterns that defy our knowledge of physics. So yes, the Department of Defense will tell U.S. representatives and senators what they have learned about unidentified flying objects in U.S. airspace. And the public is going to hear all about it though there may be a delay between the presentation in Congress and the release of the full report to the general public. Oh, so it's not public.
Not yet.
No hush to conversations on secret military sites. No hushed conversations on secret military sites, which conspiracy theorists are sure have been going on since the UFO purportedly crashed in Roswell, New Mexico in the summer of 1947, but a straightforward report.
Well, we'll see about that.
Documented evidence collected by the military. Avi Loeb, professor of science at Harvard University and director of the Institute for Theory and Computation? Is that how you say it? Computation?
Mm-hmm.
Within the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics, told DW what makes this such a momentous occasion. This new report is different from past discussions on unidentified flying objects, or UAPs, in that it involved documented evidence collected by military personnel based on detection by multiple instruments, radar, infrared cameras, optical cameras, Loeb wrote in an email.
Yeah, so, I mean, what it sounds like, and again, we're speculating, we don't know what this is actually going to include, but it sounds like they're going to acknowledge some sort of UAP or UFO activity. Maybe they will have some kind of video. Didn't this already happen during the Trump administration? Wasn't there something in, like, 2020 where there was, like, some sort of military video of an unidentified flying object that came out? Do you remember hearing anything about that?
That does sound familiar, but...
Maybe this is, like, the continuation of that or something?
Was that, like, less official and this is, like, a report
of
all of them?
No, I think that there was some sort of official release. Maybe it was just the Air Force or something like that. Maybe it wasn't this task force that was formed, but maybe the task force was formed during the, you know, recent years. I don't know. I don't follow these things closely, so... If there's any UFO fanatics out there that can kind of give us the historic rundown on where this task force came from, I'd be curious.
This says the information presented in the report is likely to indicate the possible existence of objects which behave in ways that cannot be explained by the technologies we possess.
Yeah, and so I don't think what you're going to hear, and I, you know, it's not saying that people are, what they're expecting out of this, but some people might be expecting a reveal that we've always known there's aliens. This isn't going to be about aliens. It's just going to be about UFOs.
Mm.
And it may be, you know, it may be interesting. I don't know if it'll be disappointing. It may be that they have some video that hasn't been released and, you know, you can see some sort of thing in the sky do something really unusual. And they will, you know, deny any knowledge of what that thing could possibly be, and they'll say that it's not their thing, you know, they're not controlling, it's not one of their aircraft or whatever. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be a real revelation, but...
Almost nothing the government hypes up like this ever is.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring on our caller, David from New Mexico. David, you're on the air.
Avi Loeb from Harvard, huh?
Who?
Speaking of Avi Loeb.
Oh, that's the person in the story?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My bad.
Jay?
Did I say his name wrong?
Speaking of UFOs, let's see, a video. Google this. Drone with adult toy led to confrontation, I can say it, at Manny Gonzalez political event. I was here. That's the sheriff here in Albuquerque. He's running for mayor. And somebody punched him at his campaign event, and also at the same time...
What?
Yeah, a 20-year-old kid took a swing at him, and Manny defended himself. He caught the punch, but the dude got arrested.
Yeah, that's pretty ballsy, very brazen move to actually attack the sheriff.
Right on.
Wow.
Well, it might help that the sheriff is about 5'3", but anyway, the funny part is this, and like I said, you can Google this.
Has he got
video.
Small man syndrome?
Maybe. I don't know. He's always been nice to me, so I don't know. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. I don't know. But,
the
4'11", yeah.
Are you really?
The title of the article is Video, Drone with Adult Toy Led to Confrontation at Manny Gonzalez Political Event. This is just like last... mounted a dildo on a drone and then flew the drone over Manny while he was speaking.
I like that one a lot better than punching him.
That is pretty creative.
Did they have to stop the event he was speaking at?
You know, know, I don't even know. I haven't even watched the video. Yeah, I see the still, but I don't watch the video myself yet. I just heard all about it.
That would be pretty hilarious video. Oh, my God.
Well, it's right here. You can Google it and find it in a couple different places. The place I'm looking at is flipboard.com.
Okay, yeah, we'll see if we can pull that up here in a little bit. Maybe we'll, maybe Bonnie will put it out on our Free Talk Live social medias, since we can do that now.
Yeah, it looks hilarious.
All right, what
David,
else?
David, I wanted to ask you, have you ever seen a UFO since you live in New Mexico?
No, I have not seen a single damn UFO my entire life.
Bummer.
Disappointing.
What about you, Bonnie?
Yeah.
Really, you didn't live in New Mexico, but have you ever seen a UFO?
No, I saw this light that looked like it came from the ground up that was crazy one time in Utah, but that was from a military base, and I was facing the military base, so it very well could have just been a bomb they were testing, because they tested bombs where I lived.
Yikes. All right, David.
Yeah, I saw a military missile one time, too, but it was only unidentified for, like, the first minute, and then I figured out what it was.
Mm. Oh, God.
All right, what else you got for us?
The conditions of release question. I brought this up a couple of years ago when I had a run-in in a courtroom over these, and now you guys have dealt with it. And I posed the question back then that we never got answered, and I've never had the time to research it. And I was wondering if anybody knew, you know, when a judge says, these are your conditions of release, and sometimes they're really stupid, like, you know, for the catch, or the one that you always hear is no alcohol, no entering places that serve alcohol. And they do that even when whatever crime you're alleged to have committed had nothing to do with alcohol. They'll still put that in there, which is weird. And so,
yeah, there's some standards.
Mm-hmm. But it begs the question as to, you know, theoretically, we know this isn't true, but theoretically, everything that the government does to you through a court, through a judge, is supposed to be based in law, which means that there's got to be something written somewhere giving the judge permission to deny you the ability to drink a beer because you were speeding, for instance.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, thank you for the call tonight, David.
Yeah, I suspect that exists somewhere. There's probably a list of standard bail conditions.
They don't follow their own laws. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The number to call, shouldn't call anymore.
They could call. We could take an unscreened call.
The number is 603-283-6160.
That's why we have a dump machine.
With us in the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
And it's Ian.
And I would like to thank our amplifier tonight. And if you want to know what amplifier means, it stands for amplify, or wait, advertise, market, and promote. Our amplifier tonight is Nick C, and he is a silver amplifier.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, so that means that Nick is contributing $5 a month to the AMP program to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, to help us get on more radio stations and bring new listeners on board with the ideas of freedom. So definitely appreciate it, and you get some cool perks. Hopefully, once I get able to get on email and computers again, I'll be able to actually like send out thank yous to whoever it is that signed up over the last 2 months while I was in jail, because I don't think anybody else was taking care of that in my absence.
Okay, so what website can somebody go to sign up for the AMP program?
Good question. That is AMP, A-M-P, .freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal, and you can use credit card. Technically, you can use Bitcoin, although I couldn't do anything with it. No, I don't think we've had a Bitcoin sign up in 2 years or something like that. But technically, you could use that. I just can't touch it legally, so it doesn't do us much good at this point. Thanks, federal government. So okay. Check it out, amp.freetalklive.com.
Okay, so we have a caller from New Hampshire. Jack, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Jack.
Hey, Ian, how you doing, man? I called a while back about my situation in Stratford County. I'm not sure if you recall or not.
Yeah, and you were sitting in there with Chris Cantwell, former host on Free Talk Live.
Yes, exactly, man, exactly.
I remember.
Hey, I'm glad you're out, first of all. But
thanks.
Hey, can I mention an ongoing case here in the state and what's going on with it?
Please, yeah, what's going on? Fill us in.
All right, well, briefly, this guy, it's Supreme Court case number 2021-0093, State of New Hampshire versus Timothy Beryl. Unfortunately, there was two people murdered in this situation. Mm. And I guess in reading this document, they found blood on the victims underneath their fingernails, blood on the victim's ring, and blood on the ceiling in the residence. That doesn't even match this guy that they were trying to prosecute for two counts of murder.
Mm.
And he asked, his attorney asked several times for all the discovery in this case. You have to read these documents to see the amount of discovery that was not given to the defense. I'm telling you right now, you will not believe it. It's sickening what they're trying to do to this guy.
So this guy is at the Supreme Court level. Is that because he was convicted of murder and is appealing?
No, no. His case, because they withheld all this evidence. You wouldn't even believe it. It's like three long pages of evidence that they withheld on this guy. And it was declared a mistrial. And now his attorney's filing a motion to dismiss all charges against them because of what they did to this guy.
Who is the party that's withholding the evidence?
Prosecution.
A lot of it was the state police.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to look at it and just read it, and it shows how corrupt the system is because they're doing the same thing to me.
So let me see if I'm following this. So he's accused of murder, a double murder. Evidence.
Correct.
There's exculpatory evidence on the scene that suggests somebody else was the killer. There's blood.
Correct.
Evidence.
Yep.
There's a bunch of stuff that wasn't handed over in discovery. A mistrial was called at the Superior Court level, and they have appealed some aspect of the case, the discovery aspect, up to the Supreme Court.
Correct, asking for it to be thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm betting right now they don't throw this out. But the way I read it, they have no choice but to throw it out.
Mm.
And what is?
I mean, you,
sorry. What is the name of the person who's being wrongly accused? Probably.
His name is Timothy Verrill. Verrill.
And what brought this to your attention, Jack?
Because they're doing the same sort of thing with me, and I called you once before. You know, they're withholding evidence. They made lies to the judge that they couldn't back up.
Mm.
My situation's still ongoing, and I'm fighting them.
Are you out on bail right now?
Yeah, it took me a year to get out on bail.
Wow. Why?
Yeah.
Why? Due to COVID? I've heard there's some crazy delays due to COVID in New Hampshire state courts.
Yeah, I got delayed a long time because of the COVID. I think it was March till November.
Wow.
I was going for a jury trial, and we got 2 days into picking a jury, and they decided to shut down the court once again.
Wow.
For COVID, and the judge had really no recourse but to let me get out on bail finally.
So what's the status of your case right now? What's going on?
I'm supposed to be going to trial in July.
Hmm.
So I just wanted you to read this, and everybody out there, read this certain case. It's New Hampshire Supreme Court, Timothy Verrill. The number is 2021-0093. Check it out if you get a minute.
Thanks, Jack. The sad thing is there's just no end to this stuff. I mean, there's so many people who have had just absolutely terrifying experiences with the court system, with dishonest prosecutors, withholding potentially exculpatory evidence, that is to say evidence that could get you off of a charge, that if the prosecution is being honest, they share it with you. And if they're not being honest, they shove it under the rug and they pretend like it doesn't exist and they get a conviction and you go to prison and you didn't do anything at all. And there's just no shortage of this.
Thank you so much for the call, Jack. That's just sickening. Today at the courthouse, the federal courthouse, when I went there with Bitcoin Gandhi, Bitcoin Gandhi wanted to do a human microphone thing, and it's chanting, which Ian doesn't like. He wanted me to be the microphone. Well, the speaker into the microphone. They were the microphone. So he just told me to say something, and I was like, okay, these people are liars. So
and then
they all yell back.
These people are liars.
Top of the, because mm-hmm. Those people are liars.
Do they say it over and over again, or do they just say it once?
They just say it once.
Okay, that's not the same as chanting.
They just yelled it to the doors.
Yeah, that is different than a chant. Like, that seems less mindless than a chant. Like, the repetition is what really drives me nuts with chanting.
I said, these people are liars, and I said, our rights were violated today. And then somebody else got to go be the microphone, or person speaking into the microphone, I guess.
Mm-hmm, the human microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
All right. We also have a story here saying Amazon U.S. customers have 1 week to opt out of mass wireless sharing.
Uh-oh.
Critics raise transparency fears over plan to turn all smart home devices into mesh network.
Mm.
Amazon customers have 1 week to opt out of a plan that would turn every Echo speaker and Ring security camera in the U.S. into a shared wireless network as part of the company's plan to fix connection problems for its smart home devices.
Wow.
And this was published Tuesday, so I guess they have 6 days. The proposal, called Amazon Sidewalk, involves the company's devices being used as a springboard to build citywide mesh networks that help simplify the process of setting up new devices, keep them online even if they're out of range of home Wi-Fi, and extend the range of tracking devices such as those made by Tile. Oh, wow, that's what a Tile thing is, what our roommate is always saying I need to get because I always lose things, like I lose my keys all the time, and he says you need to get a Tile. It's a little tracking device you put on like your keys, and then like you can use an app on your phone to find your keys.
Yeah, I actually that same roommate convinced me to get this like over a year ago. I don't think I ever really had to use it because I'm not so bad about losing my keys, but it seems like a really cool idea. It just was kind of janky in how it was, like, applied in the way the technology worked. Like, I wasn't particularly impressed with how well it worked, but it wasn't bad.
I got one a while back, and guess what? I lost the Tile before I could put it on my keys, so I didn't even know where it went.
I didn't know it was an Amazon product, though. Maybe they bought it. I bet they bought the Tile. That's my thought. So I want to hear more about this. This is interesting.
It says Sidewalk has come under fire for the apparent lack of transparency with which Amazon has rolled out the feature, as well as the limited time available for users to complete the tricky process required to opt out. Other critics have expressed concerns that failing to turn the settings off could leave customers in breach of their internet service provider's terms and conditions.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of internet service providers do not want you sharing their connection publicly. You know, they don't want, and so it sounds like, do you know what a mesh network is?
Nope.
So, I mean, without being an engineer myself, it's a way for people to set up their own sort of alternative internet, basically, that, like, if the internet went down, we could all set up these mesh networks with our own equipment and still have transmission between different houses or whatever. They're going to do that with the Amazon products, basically, the Echo and the doorbell thing that they've got. This is maybe we're talking about on another time.
This has been Free Talk Live. Thank you for all your calls. It's been...
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.